today on the podcast, it's going to be a walk and talk edition. I hope you enjoy it. I do realize that I am one day late in releasing my podcast. Something about keeping a commitment just is kind of hard for me sometimes. And it's not urgent. I mean, you do forgive me, right? So I just finished lunch with some co-workers. And I said, instead of driving back, I'm going to walk back. The weather's good, closing in on 10 degrees Celsius. And it was a perfect opportune time to create something. What did I eat? I know that's a burning question. I eat probably one of my top five foods on earth. And it is gyro. Jimmy Fallon recently released a video with, I think it was a country guy. Can't remember his name. You could find it on YouTuber. About how to pronounce that word. Well, I have Greek friends, okay? And they're authentic, and they call it gyro. I think it's gyro. Or is it gyro? Santa Maria, I forgot. That's what happens when you're under pressure. It's the same thing when you got to do a math calculation. When you're rushed. Usually you get it wrong if it's any kind of difficulty. Level. Had a little bit of adrenaline causing incident today driving to work. It's called a mini road rage event. You know, in Canada, things are pretty calm, pretty rational people. And I got a little upset at a guy. Because he didn't do what I would do. I'm more of a lenient driver. If someone's got to come in, I'll let them in. Big deal. I had to try to get around a bus. And this guy who was coming from a fair distance away was determined he wasn't going to let me do that. So I had to stop halfway in fear of him hitting my car. So I let him go. He honked at me. I give him the thumbs up signal. It's like, good job. That's your good deed for the day, you freak. Continued down the highway. Didn't really intend to do anything after that, but because of a couple of lights, I had the opportunity to slide in front of him and slow his progress. Something about the human psyche that we like to repay things, especially if we've been hurt. You know, it's one of the reasons why a man or a woman, after a breakup is after someone's been cheated on them, is probably more likely to have an affair, even if it's not their personality, shortly thereafter, after being cheated on. My friends tell me of some incidents where that they capitalized on that situation. Just being real here. So, anyway, so I did have this need, this psychological need to make things difficult for him at some level. And me pulling in front of him and slowing him down. And again, it wasn't a hostile move. It wasn't one of those, I could have smashed his car. There was lots of room. I got in front. I slowed down. You know what? I'm not necessarily proud of it, but I ain't proud of it. And I know that's not good English. Keeping it real today on the From the Hip Podcast. Other things, springtime. My uncle from Hungary Skyped me yesterday. And he was asking, oh, do you have any snow left? I said, unfortunately, we do. But it's getting to the point where there's not much left. There's very little left. It's kind of messy this time of year, especially on grass where the shadows are, where the sun doesn't hit it. It's going to be around a long time. A lot of people feel the need that they have to grab a shovel and they have to throw it all over the pavement to get rid of all that snow in the shadows. That's where we're at right now. Can you hear that? It's the distant sound of a church bell. If I was to tell you where I am, and I will do that. I'm in an older part of town where the houses that you see here are enormous. They're all stone houses. Many of them anyway. A lot of them have been torn down. But some of the early successful people in Thunder Bay, or Fort William, as we were previously called before 1971, they had residences here. Now, most of these houses have been converted into multi-apartment units. But also, there's churches around here, and the kind of churches that have the bells. And when I was young, I would spend a lot of time at my godparents' house, which is not that far from here. And we would hear these churches, and that's what it brings memories of. Because where I live, there's no churches around, so. Kind of cool. Okay, that's going to bring it to the end of the From the Hip podcast. I've got more music planned, some comedy. Oh, another thing I have to tell you. Let's turn this music off because I got a couple of minutes. I want to tell you something. If you are into comedy, which I think you are, you listening to this, you are into comedy, check out the CNN television series, History of Comedy, I think it's called. Yeah, History of Comedy. It's a CNN program. There are 3 episodes into it. I think there's going to be 10. If you don't have CNN and you do have internet access, you might have something called a streaming television box like Kodi, or used to be called XBMC. You could find it on that. Really good stuff. And it just inspires me to see all these comedians, where they came from and what their process is. Their process is really what's inspired me. You know, to hear about them, how much work they put in and how they would write. And they would write anywhere and or every day. Jerry Seinfeld, he was one of those comedians that wrote every day, no matter what, whether he was in the mood or not. So that's what that made me remind. That's what it reminded me of. I was going to say I got some things coming. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. Next on the show, we got Crazy Topo Gigio. Anyway, no. Thanks, and we'll catch you next week. I'm going to shoot for Monday delivery.